Our next speaker also doesn't need an introduction. Her name is Susan Ross of the Mumia Coalition.
Hey, it's so great to be here with all of you. Look around at our crowd. This is who we are. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. We do stand for democracy. We do stand for inclusion. We do stand for the voices of the oppressed to be able to speak for themselves. We do stand for things, for diversity in a real sense of allowing those who usually do not have voice in the society, as James McIntosh was saying, the majority of the people of New York City need to be able to speak. We don't need to hear Grace Aaron. We don't need to hear these people from California who are coming in to take over this station. That is not what we need in New York City. A lot of people ask, what's the difference? I mean, you can sense the difference between our side and theirs, just looking around and being here. But a lot of people are saying, what are the political differences, really? So I want to point out a few. Number one, for those who don't know, on several occasions, Mitch Cohn, a leading spokesperson for their side, has called in the police, has insisted that our side has people who are violent and has called the police into the premises. Is that something we stand for?
No!
Multi-millionaire Steve Brown has spoken about how community radio works best when there's a homogeneity, when there's ethnic homogeneity. Let him take his homogeneity somewhere else. We do not want that kind of homogeneity. And when we talk about ethnic cleansing, they say, we never said that. We have LaVon Williams. We have this one or that one. We know the difference about community activists, people of color who are rooted in their community versus people of color who are being used and presented as a cover. We know the difference. The other bullshit we've recently heard, they have talked about how they want more discussion about socialism, implying that black nationalism is the enemy of socialism. That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit. We know about progressive black nationalism leading the struggle after struggle in the history of this country. We stand for internationalism and progressive nationalism by people who've been oppressed historically. And that's the kind of leadership we've had in BAI until these MFs took over. Another example of the difference between us and them. Because the Free Mumia Coalition has supported Bernard and the whole, and Mimi and the people who've been ousted, these people are attacking the Mumia Coalition in a way that shows how little they care about Mumia. Mumia is in danger of being executed at this very period of time. He's lost all his appeals in the court system, and we're waging some major campaigns for his life, and these people have decided to attack the Mumia Coalition, which plays a leading role in this work in New York City. Do they care about Mumia Abu-Jamal? But they say they do. They say, 10 years ago we marched for Mumia. 10 years ago I signed a petition, or whatever they claim they did. But that is not caring about Mumia. That is not sincere commitment. So these are some of the things that distinguish them from us. And sometimes you really have to use the words them and us. And I love teacher Basiram Shawi. Kuji Jakalia! Kuji Jakalia! Self-determination for the voiceless in this society. Self-determination for the people who are historically have not been given rights. That's what BAI is about. Vote for a new slate. Keep coming out again and again and again. Whose station?
Our station!
Whose station?
Our station!
All right.